And so right now, I'm going to welcome Robert Vaughn to the call. And thank you very much, Robert, for joining our call.
My pleasure.
And we're standing here, lying here with pens poised, waiting for you to talk, buddy. You're on.
What I'm going to talk about today is the removal of detox side effects from Ormus and from MMS and from Beets and from anything else that has hideous detox side effects, especially people who are trying to become healthy and did nothing more than give up junk food and now feel like hell on earth for the next 2 months, never mind the next 1 or 2 years. But I'm going to tell you about combinations with essential oils, which are a freak of nature. The bizarre chemistry of essential oils that, when combined in a bizarre way, have the ability to destroy even... oh, crap, I've got the name of it. What's the name of that white powder they tried to kill everybody at the post offices with? What was the name of that?
Anthrax.
Anthrax, yes. Good enough to kill anthrax, but if they're not combined in the correct way, they will not kill anthrax at all. And yet it's the exact same combination. But unless you put them together in the exact correct way, you can't make that essential oil gestalt. For those who don't know what a gestalt is, it's a combination where the total is greater than the sum of its parts. So in this case, 2 plus 2 would equal 5 instead of 4. That's how you make a gestalt, when you combine them together. But if you don't combine them correctly, this doesn't occur. I had learned this from a biochemist, and apparently he's got an entire group of people who had found this out, and apparently it's nothing new as far as information goes. But still, like Ormus, it seems to be a tightly held secret, so I thought I would share it with the Ormus community so everybody in here, no matter which essential oils you're using, would automatically know how to combine them to create bizarre superpowers of essential oils no one's ever used before, even though a million people have put those combinations together before. So we'll go over that also. What other goodies do we have? Some people suffer from minor versions of celiac disease and problems with digestion, especially when they get into nutrition. In other words, they can eat all the crap in the entire universe, but when they switch over and stop eating junk food, no longer can they absorb anything. They start eating vegetables, and suddenly they get gas and bloating. Never had gas and bloating in their lives. And it's not so much a symptom of a detox side effect as it is vegetables seem to bring out inflammation and celiac disease in people that are used to eating crap all the time. It's just a bizarre coincidence that a lot of people come across. Some people notice it when they take Ormus as one of their side effects, but it usually disappears because Ormus has the effect of getting rid of that particular problem pretty fast, which is good. Whereas nothing else will get rid of that particular problem except for aloe vera. So we'll talk about that as well. Detox side effects come in a lot of bizarre combinations. When you're taking Ormus, I would say the number one detox side effect isn't as much nausea as it is being run over by a truck feeling. All your energy is gone, and you feel like hell on earth. That's for the people who have detox side effects with Ormus. But with Ormus, you get a good 50% of people that just don't have any detox side effects. They seem to take to it like anything. It's just easy going for them. But for the 50% that have detox side effects, we're going to go through all the detox side effects. First, there is nausea for some people. Other side effects is diarrhea. Another one is lack of energy, all the way to feeling like you've been run over by a truck, kind of like you've just gotten through with a chemotherapy dosage or something like that. Others are breakouts. You get, for example, let's say you had a canker sores come out for the first time in 20 years, and it came out when you were taking Ormus. Well, big surprise, you don't think the body's going to, you know, that Ormus is just going to let it sit there. It's going to push it out. However, just because you get canker sores doesn't mean that the body has pushed it out using the Ormus. Sometimes the Ormus uses up some of the calcium in the body in order to cleanse you. Once it does that, it makes it possible also for canker sores, along with other viruses and other things, to come forth, whereas they had no power in your body before until you started cleansing using Ormus or other items. This can come out with Beets also. It's become more and more common because Beets will push stuff out if they're right at the surface. but they'll eat them from the inside out if they've been there for a long time. So if you have canker sores or plantar warts that have been there since forever, it'll suck them in and eat them from the inside out. But if they're right on the surface, it'll push them straight out. This comes from a lack of calcium because most all these viruses function off of lack of pH balance and lack of calcium because they're unbelievably minor and meaningless viruses that couldn't affect you if they were given the Superman strength. And yet, here they are affecting you. How is it possible to get canker sores, any type of herpes virus, only if you have no calcium left in your body for them to function off of? You have to have a lack of calcium for this to happen. So when you start going through through cleansing processes with Ormus and other items, the first thing you lack, calcium. I usually have a way to make up for this, about 15 different ways, but my favorite is apples, for which you will probably say, what are you talking about? There is no calcium in an apple. There pretty much is no calcium in an apple. So when we deal with beets, Ormus, and just eating vegetables or doing veggie juice drinks, or just doing super chlorophyll drinks, like super green drinks, which are the most detoxing of all. If somebody was crazy enough to stick, for example, kale, parsley, cilantro, and drink a cup of that after juicing it, not blending it, juicing it, what would happen? Oh, here's one. Wheatgrass juice shot. See if you can get past 2 tablespoons of that without eating any apples or drinking any apple juice. It's detoxing as well. So it's instant nausea. For some of these items, for others, it's just the energy loss if you continue them on a continual basis. This is how you know that they are doing their job correctly. Because if you have nausea, that means your liver got instantly bogged down, couldn't take the onslaught of cleanup. Not to mention you've been eating junk food all this time, perhaps, and suddenly you start eating good food, it can't keep up. So anyone who knows the secrets of apples knows that when you eat an apple, the biotin and boron inside of an apple make it so that the body only has to use 10% of the amount of calcium it normally does. Basically, the apple says to the body, you know what, calcium? I know you've done all the cleanup work here since the beginning of time, and you've had to eat your own bones in order to make sure this happens, which is one reason why almost every human being in the entire country of the United States has no calcium left in their bones. And they're already osteoporosis by the time they're 20 years old. You just can't tell. But you can see it in about 10, 20 years, depending. And so in order to fix this, when you eat the apples, they take over for the cleansing process so that the calcium doesn't have to do it. I think just a second ago, you probably heard Dennis talking about pH balancing and keeping the pH up in the body, or the pH balancing or the pH level of Ormus. This is different from the pH balancing of the body. pH balancing of the body is done mostly via the pH balancing elements. There's 5 basic elements for this. The number one is calcium. So anytime you eat anything that would make your body become more acidic, the body would instantly call out for calcium and say, hey, can you neutralize this real quick and make it non-acidic for me? And so eventually all the calcium is gone from your cells. Once it can no longer use it from your cells, it will instantly start eating it from your bones in order to make sure you don't drop dead from messed up pH balance of the blood. Your blood must be kept at a perfect pH balance at all times. If it ever goes beyond 1, 2, or 3 minutes of not being at a perfect pH balance level, you're dead. Perfect pH balance level of the blood is 7.35. It can move back and forth about 0.1 from there, but if it goes beyond that, it's only because you're dead. So when the body eats up the calcium, you lose pH level, so it has to eat more of your bones. Because your body is low on calcium and it can't use the calcium in order to fight off disease, it's going to use it instead to help with this onslaught to keep you alive. So it takes away from your immune system and it takes away from your calcium supply in order to handle the onslaught of detoxing that you're going through, thereby making it possible for viruses and other things to suddenly appear on your face or to get worse acne or outbreaks, all because you were foolish enough to eat healthy. You weren't foolish. Let me tell you how to get over all these problems. When you eat the apple, what it does is, it is the most powerful blood cleanser in the world, but it is of a different variety than beets. Beets are literally the most powerful blood cleanser in the world, but they're a killer, not just a blood cleaner-upper. And apples are completely not a killer. They clean up all the filth you leave behind. So when beets go in and start destroying every pathogen, every virus, every bad DNA, forcing the rewriting of good DNA, forcing cells that have anything in them that's not supposed to be there to give it up and to put in the right substance, forcing the body to produce new red blood cells, forcing the destruction of malformed red blood cells, which is what is considered a manufacturing plant for free radicals, making approximately 1 to 200 free radicals every 2 minutes from one of these malformed red blood cells. That's a lot of trash in the blood. It will destroy those red blood cells and force the body to make new ones, this time correctly. Once all this happens, you have got more death and destruction and trash in your bloodstream than that liver has seen in your entire lifetime. And you want it to clean up? Usually within about 5 minutes, you've already gone to the point where you've got to clean up because your liver isn't going to do it. And you know that your liver can't handle it because you become nauseous. That is the first sign that at least you know it worked. But now you can't clean up and you're going to be vomiting the entire time. So, how do we fix problems like this? This is how we do it. When we eat the apples, because they're a different variety of blood cleanser, what they do is they clean up so that the liver, the gallbladder, the kidneys, and the immune system do not have to. Under these circumstances, when none of these organs have to filter, but instead the job of filtering and pH balancing is now given over to the apples so that there is absolutely no nausea, that would be the first thing you're after. And later, there's absolutely no lack of energy. That might be 5 days later. You may have just staved it off for a little while. Under those conditions, you now not only have cleansing, but you have youthing. You have strengthening. You have oxygenation of tissues. You have life force being flooded back into you and accelerated healing. I had one scar across my forehead that healed in 4 days instead of the usual 6 months to go down completely. I mean, to the point that you couldn't tell any difference from one skin to the other. It took 4 days. Actually, nothing happened for the first 3 days. I woke up on the fourth day, and it was completely gone, just completely gone. I was doing unbelievable quantities of beets for 4 days. That was because I was eating approximately 21 apples a day and drinking about 9 to 10 cups of beet juice a day. And now normally people end up in the hospital at 3 cups of beet juice. But a lot of you Ormusians who have been taking Ormus in will find that your blood is so oxygenated and cleaner than most people if you've managed to endure the detox side effects that you can handle large quantities of beets or MMS or super chlorophyll items or other wheatgrass juice or other items that detox you, and you can handle them 10 times better than other people, even to the point you don't even need apples. That is perfection. That's exactly what I want to hear. But to get to that point, I'm sure you'd rather do it without the detox side effects that got everybody else there. So here's a few items that you're going to use. Number one, in order to remove detox side effects, at least the minor ones that make it so you never have nausea, you use apples. Every person, depending on how much Ormus they take and whose Ormus they take, will have to figure out how much apples you're going to have to eat in order to handle this. It's simple for beets. It's simple for MMS. It's simple for the super green drinks, but for you guys, for Ormus, there's a million different types. I would start off with 2 apples after every tablespoon of, say, regular salt precipitate Ormus, every 1 or 2 tablespoons, and then you can go up from there, seeing until your body becomes nauseous and no longer can handle it. The next regular detox side effect that you are going to go through is something called being run over by a truck. You feel like hell on earth. You don't understand how you can possibly make it through the day. It feels like you just got through a chemotherapy bath, yet in 2 months' time, you're cured of hepatitis C. Well, it sounds wonderful, but it takes you still a month to two after you finish the two-month round before you feel like heaven on earth. And as great as it is to be cured of hepatitis C, there's no reason why you can't get cured of hepatitis C with no detox side effects. So this is how you add in the necessary ingredients into your body to make it so it can handle it like you're skating through life. The next items that you have to add in are the energy items. I usually use super energizing drinks with no fake crap added. And I use certain types of greens which spark the adrenal glands and give them enough energy to function at a high level for a temporary period of time. I'm sure everyone has heard of spirulina before. I don't usually recommend spirulina, but I definitely recommend it whenever you're in the middle of doing Ormus, beets, or otherwise. And the reason why is because spirulina has the effect of increasing the secretions of the adrenal gland, keeping your energy up all the time. Of course, anybody who understands about spirulina or has been in it for a long time knows that you can take so much spirulina, you wear out your adrenal glands the same way you do with caffeine or with guarana or other items that are not processed correctly and are high adrenal gland secretors. You don't want to milk the adrenal glands using a bunch of crap, but there's nothing wrong with using spirulina, you know, for a month or two, or 10 months or something like that, or whatever you're going through at the time, and then stopping, please, or taking minute amounts mixed with a whole bunch of other things in order to dilute it out. Then I don't mind you taking it on a long-term basis. So spirulina, I'll get to information about combinations with spirulina, chlorella, and other items that you can stick together, where to get these items, or you can mix them together yourself. The next one are super energy drinks. These are goji drinks, wolfberry drinks. Now, for the most part, a lot of these are really hokey. There are two companies in the world that I know of that both work. I can't remember the one, but I know the other one is from Young Living. Young Living makes something called Ninja Red. Now, a lot of people are really pissed at Young Living because of, you know, certain problems, but at least you know. And the spirulina combination with chlorella and other super greens and stuff like that, I also get from Young Living. Normally, I would not have bothered with them at all. I would much rather use Yuri products, but these work, and Yuri doesn't have the right combination, and I haven't talked to him yet about making a good combination for them. So here's how it goes. While you're in the middle of a detox, while you're taking Armis and you don't want to go through the side effects, you are to take four to eight tablespoons of Ninja Red juice and 3 to 4 capsules of multigreens. Both of these are from Young Living. For those who are not doing a detox with Armis, you can use Sulfurzyme from Young Living, which is half goji berries powdered and half MSM. That's organic sulfur. I would never recommend you doing sulfur when you're trying to do a ton of Armis. Molybdenum, on the other hand, would be awesome. Highest source in the world of molybdenum is kidney beans. If anyone knows of a higher source, please let me know. However, a lot of people skip the kidney beans altogether, and they do not make kidney beans, nor do they make kidney bean tea. But instead, what they do is they go to a homeopath and get homeopathic molybdenum, or they can get regular molybdenum.
Kidney beans sounds cheaper.
Say that again? The beans sounds cheaper. a lot of people don't want to make things like kidney bean sludge. And to do that, what you do is you take 1 cup of kidney beans and, say, 4 cups of distilled water, or a super water, and you you boil it down until all the water is gone. You put in 4 more cups of water again, and you put it on the lowest possible setting, and you just leave it there until about 50%, 2 cups are gone, and all that's left are the 2 cups. You might have to do this a third time, but what you're after is the sludge that's left over from the kidney beans. You can throw all the kidney beans away, but keep the tea. That's the sludge. This is how you get the nutrients out of kidney beans without having to actually eat the kidney beans. This is also how you do adzuki sludge. So you can have unbelievable quantities of potassium with zero sodium, almost zero sodium. Again, for everyone to explain how to get these bean teas out, adzuki and kidney beans, if you're looking for something that contains a lot of molybdenum, this seems to be the biggest thing for a lot of people, especially in the Ormus community, is good sources for molybdenum. For anyone who's going through these detoxes, for one thing, it makes sure that Ormus doesn't end up accidentally getting converted if they got a slightly inferior version. Or if they're going through a detox and their kidneys just can't handle it, then molybdenum seems to be the key. You can get these from kidney bean tea, and if you want potassium, which also is a special type of bean which aids the kidneys. In other words, let's say somebody has kidney failure, which means that since the kidneys are the regulators of sodium and potassium in the body, number one, they'll take you off of potassium. And I'm like, why would you take somebody off of potassium? Because if they don't, he's going to end up with potassium poisoning like potassium cyanide and kill himself. Well, there's no cyanide in it, but potassium will be like cyanide to the poor guy because his body can't regulate the potassium and use it and excrete it as necessary because his kidneys, which control and regulate potassium, are now screwed up. This is not the case if you take a massive dose of potassium via adzuki beans in the form of adzuki sludge. And the reason why is because it isn't just a massive potassium dose. It's adzuki beans. And adzuki beans equal renal health, equal kidney fixing, equal kidney strengthening. And so they fix people who have extremely weak kidneys. But you don't want them to have to work for that kind of nutrition. So throw away the beans. Keep the sludge that's left over. 2 tablespoons, morning and night, or more, is welcome. That's how you get super potassium in you for low kidney function. That's how you get molybdenum in you from kidney beans. And it's 4 to 1, 2 or 3 times. Some people soak it overnight before they cook it the first time, which probably helps. I use distilled water for my clients because they don't have a hexahedron machine. If you ever use a hexahedron machine or a super enhanced biophoton machine, it always seems to make for a better extraction. I don't know what it is about biophotons, but it seems to make for a better extraction. Otherwise, distilled water, the emptiest water in the world, will suck nutrients out of anything, including you, in order to cleanse you. That's just a little side note on molybdenum and potassium for those people who are interested in how to make bean sludges and such. Next is, what's next? Okay, you will notice that all your energy problems have completely disappeared. In fact, let's say you kind of screwed up, didn't eat enough oranges, didn't eat enough vegetables, didn't eat enough apples, didn't eat enough anything, and instead of nausea, all you got was lack of energy, and it's already too late, you're already there. Simple. Take your Ningxia Red, take half a cup this time, say 8 to 10 tablespoons, and then take 4 to 5 to 6 to 7 of the multigreens, and your energy should be back within 30 minutes. This should be right after you feel like you were run over by a truck. Your energy should be back to normal within approximately 30 minutes, not later than an hour. There are some cases where even this didn't do anything for a person, and so they repeated it 1 hour later, and then all their energy came back. Other than that, I usually don't have cases where it doesn't work unless it's pervasive, endless nausea. So let's go over pervasive, endless nausea. Has anybody, Dennis, anybody that you know of had pervasive nausea when dealing with Ormus on a regular basis when they're trying to cure themselves of something and they're taking a ton of it every day?
I was sick of hearing stories. No, I don't know of any.
Okay.
I have heard of it.
Okay.
It isn't very common, but...
Okay. When you feel like you're run over by a truck, at least it's just energy. And that's one of the weird things about Ormus, is because you don't have the pervasive nausea that seems to never go away. Even though you don't throw up, you kind of wish you could, or you would, but you don't. And it just never happens. Well, this is a different form of side effect you get from just about everything in the world except Ormus. So you don't hear about it too much. But you hear about it with everything else that you do, even people who just start eating healthy. We'll go over that in a second, because this is the biggest secret when it comes to removal of detox side effects. So let's go over that in a second. I'm going to tell you one story real quick. I was at a raw food meetup group. There's a lot of raw foodists around here and other nutrition freaks like me. I'm not a raw foodist myself. I go by a Bible diet, which is basically something I followed for approximately... ever since I learned about nutrition. I got into nutrition, started looking stuff up, started eliminating things from my diet, and finally found out the diet I was following was a Bible diet, which was humorous all to itself. I'm like, wow, how funky. But apparently Jordan Rubin, who wrote the book The Maker's Diet, has a lot of information on this, so that's basically the exact same thing. Other people who are into raw food, vegans and vegetarians, are making certain that they don't put any animal products or animal meat in them at all, not even fish, nor any byproducts of animals, no eggs or otherwise. So raw foodists will find that their energy and life force starts to increase in mass, but for the vast majority of them, they feel like they're going through hell for the first few weeks because they have no knowledge of how to deal with the energy issue. They don't know what to do about the fact that 1 to 2 months later when they go to a doctor, they find out their temperature is now 96 or 97, and it never goes back up to 98.6 for the next 1 or 2 years. And they don't know how to get rid of their lack of energy and their sluggish feeling all the time. This is all easily fixable. Because if you're going to get into health food, or even if you're going to become a vegetarian for 2 to 3 months just to get your health back, please do so. But if you're going to do that, you have to eat apples. Apples are the cleaner uppers, after all. Because even people who do nothing but eat tons and tons of veggies are because they weren't eating any apples during the time that they were going through this. When I got through with this explanation at one of these meetups, the guy who was heading the group, there were about 60 people there, and the guy who was heading the group said, you know, that's the funniest thing that you should say that. Do you know, every 5 days I would feel like absolute crap when I got into raw foods. It took months and months and months before I ever felt like a normal human being again. And I would have to go through approximately 5 days out of every 2 or 3 weeks where I ate ungodly quantities of apples. And it was the only thing that got rid of all my problems, and everything disappeared. And I said, yep, apples. He said, I would take 4 to 10 of them in a day, and I would stick them in a blender and drink them all down. I said, it doesn't take much, but they are super powerful. It's great for a person to get massive quantities of super nutrients in them via vegetables. But if you're going to do it that way, your body's going to detox. That's the nature of even regular, everyday raw vegetables. But you will find that even cooked vegetables can have the same effect as long as you cook them so that you retain the enzymes. They can still be soft, but the enzymes are still alive. They're just not too soft. They're not quite al dente. I have an entire protocol on how to cook correctly, but it never ceases to amaze me how screwed up people are in the whole concept of cooking. They're like, look, if it ever comes to a boil, you killed all the enzymes. No, you did not. For one thing, in order for that temperature to get all the way through it, it takes a little while. 212 degrees may destroy enzymes, but it has to do so once it has contact time with it for a little while. And trying to get through the extreme calluses surrounding enzymes is how you release them. Also, it makes the enzymes more available because whereas, let's give an example. If you are to eat a yellow squash raw, it might contain, let's just make this up out of thin air, 100 enzymes, 100 units of enzymes. And when you digest it, it costs your pancreas to make stomach acid and digestive enzymes approximately 200 enzymes to convert that into digestive enzymes and stomach acid in order to digest it. So basically you are net enzyme negative. You have lost enzymes, you have lost life force for the purpose of trying to absorb nutrition. It seems that's kind of not what you were after. But if you cook them, then it costs the body approximately 25 units of enzymes to digest them, and now you've got only 75 to 50 enzymes left over, so you're net enzyme positive. Did that make sense, I hope, to everyone? I'm going to say it one more time just to make sure. If you have a raw squash and you eat it raw, it might cost you 200 enzymes to make stomach acid and digestive enzymes. These are not the same thing. The pancreas is responsible for converting your amino acids to make all these enzymes to do this, assuming you have any amino acids left. If you don't, it'll be more than happy to rape your entire immune system to do so. Next, it only has 100 enzymes in there. So if it costs 200 enzymes and you got 100, you're net enzyme negative. Life force and hydration has just decreased. Number two, if you cook them, then you're going to end up with approximately 25 to 50% reduction in the amount of enzymes that are available in the cooked form. So instead of 100 enzymes available, you now have 75 or 50. But it costs your body next to nothing to digest them now. So now you're net enzyme positive. Hydration and enzymes will increase. People who can eat cooked vegetables with a little bit of the raw will find their youthing and the filling in of their face and their wrinkles will increase exponentially within no time at all if they're willing to do it 3 times a day. One of my favorite combinations is tomatoes, asparagus, and cooked yellow squash. Again, that's raw tomato, raw asparagus, and cooked yellow squash. All combined together in a blender and drink it down. It is very nasty. Feel free to add anything you want to it to make it taste good, such as celery or something along those lines. I'm always in a hurry, so I never bother.
In a blender or a juicer?
Blender. This is not a juice drink. Now, one reason why juicing is so powerful is because when you juice something, you have nothing but enzymes, vitamins, and minerals left over, none of the fiber, none of the phytochemicals. However, your body uses up basically nothing in order to digest them, correct? There's no fiber. Shoot, you don't even use up B vitamins to make your intestines move. It's just liquid. That's another reason why people will take these in, but you have to be aware that even when doing this, there will be detox side effects, if subtle. You keep doing this over time, they get worse and worse and worse, so you need to get over those detox side effects. Some people who are Ormusians, who have been taking Ormus for a while, or people who have done MMS or Beets will find right off the bat, the first thing that they have noticed is they start within a few weeks getting raccoon eyes, and they look like they've got dark circles under the eyes, over the eyes, and maybe their eyes get sunk in a little bit. This is not what you're after. You find this from beets, MMS, or ormus, or anything. All you have to do to get rid of those is take 5 days out of your life, maybe seven, and eat vegetables 3 times a day, raw and cooked, but mostly cooked to make sure there's no detox side effects. And you will find that with no detox side effects, and eating about 8 apples a day, you will find that will be the end of all the problems you have with raccoon eyes and dark circles all over the place. For those of you who end up with bags under or over the eyes, tomatoes and romaine lettuce or iceberg lettuce will fix those. Yes, I did say iceberg.
Any other kind of lettuce will work?
No other kind of lettuce will work. Red oak, musculin, frisée, other butter lettuce. None of these lettuces will work. The reason why iceberg and romaine are the only ones that will work, and romaine has approximately 2 times the amount of iron and magnesium, these two work, and none of the others will, is because the others are for vitamins and minerals, and these are not. These are only for getting pure iron water and pure magnesium water into the body. This is where euthane comes from. It's also one of the reasons why it is one of the most powerful lymphatic decongestants in the world and will cure acne all on its own. The reason why this works is because once your body is flooded with pure water of magnesium and pure water of iron in perfect assimilable form, it'll start to kill all the biofilms and other crap that's in the intestines. It will also help fix the intestines, but mostly it will eat all your internal organ fat, fat on your heart, kidneys, everywhere else it can find it. Shoot, it'll even eat the crap away from the inside of your arteries. The problem is you have to eat nothing but salads in order to accomplish this. Now, for my clients, just to make sure they absorb all the massive nutrients they take in, I force them to eat one salad every 3 days. And it's just double the size of a regular dinner salad you have when you go out to eat. And it's with romaine lettuce and tons of tomato. I don't mean take a tomato and chop it up so you can see little tiny specks of it in there. It is not garnish. Going around saying that tiny little specks of red is, oh, yeah, I had it with tomato, that is not right. Tomato means plenty thereof. Tons of
tomatoes.
How many
tomatoes? How many?
If you had a dinner salad, I would say one beefsteak tomato, and I know what you're thinking. If I took one beefsteak tomato and chopped it up, it would be the equivalent of that entire dinner salad. Well, okay, make it a medium size instead of a gigantic beefsteak tomato, but a lot of tomato. Slice it, quarter inch thick and layer it on top of the salad. Or you can take, for a small dinner salad, 3 Romas, because Romas are pretty small. And that'll give you an idea. So if you had double that size, 6 Romas. Remember what they'll do. I'll give you an example. When I was 19 years old, I started to get bags under my eyes. And my friends who taught me everything that I knew about nutrition said tomatoes were outrageously good for me and that I should try them. I said, I haven't eaten a tomato ever in my life because the few times that I've stuck one in my mouth, they were so disgusting, I can't understand why anyone would ever eat one. And I said, but for nutrition's sake, and this is how I got into nutrition, because I would experiment with anything if I found out it was a supernutrient. And remember, tomatoes don't require really too much digestion because they're almost all liquid anyway. So they've got tons of enzymes, but they don't really cost anything to digest them. And so I took two giant tomatoes, I stuck them into a blender with some water, I spun them around, and got dizzy for about 10 seconds and had to hold onto the counter. And so I blended them up, I drank them, got dizzy for about 10 seconds, and then I was okay. Within 5 seconds after that, underneath my eyelids started to convulse. Remember, I had just recently, for the first time in my life, started to get bags under my eyes from all my studying and staying up late. And so I had bags under my eyes, which instantaneously disappeared right before my eyes. As my eyes started to convulse, it freaked me out. I said, what the hell's going on? Somebody's grabbed my eyelids. But there's nobody in front of me. What the hell is going on? I rushed to the bathroom as fast as I could to see in front of my own eyes my eyelids underneath were convulsing back and forth and then finally slowed down and pulled back, removing the bags under my eyes. And my jaw dropped open as I sat there in amazement. So that's what they meant by tomatoes being so healthy for you. I noticed that if you did not consume tomatoes with the salad, that the salad used up way too much minerals and elements in the digestion, that it couldn't perform the same miracle to the top of the eyelids that tomatoes performed on the bottom of the eyelids. that people who have drooping eyebrows and eyebrows that have made their top eyelid droop will have this reversed by taking of salads. As such, salads also have about 50% of the detox side effect removal properties of apples. They are not as good as apples, but it's definitely good to have around, and nothing wrong with sticking them through a blender. Tomato, romaine lettuce, celery, yellow squash, bunch of vegetables, broccoli, squash, and that's how you fix that problem.
Almost all my salad lately has been coming from my rich Ormus garden.
Awesome.
And have you had any experience with that at all?
No, I have a few ideas of exactly what I want to do with making with experiments regarding using different combinations of supernutrients on gardens. I thought everyone's been using Sea Crop and everybody's been using the magnetized water like the one that you use from Dr. Maluski. But I was thinking, what would happen if you also put biophoton water in there? What would happen on top of that is if, in addition to the biophoton water, you also used, that would be way too much water to go through to, no, you couldn't do that. But it would be fun to see what would happen to a plant or the healing properties of that plant if you were to feed it trap water. And not just the regular magnetized water that you can, you know, get coming fast through a hose. But, for example, on the end of that hose, and at the end of the, you know, that clear magnetized thing, you stuck on, say, a hexahedron on there, or if you used trap water instead, just to feed a section and see what would happen to a person if they ate the plant that came from something like that. Of course, it takes a long time to make trap water, especially double trap water or magnetite water. Like with Dr. Maluski's 3-day-long magnetite version of making water, that these are ideas that I've had in mind for quite some time and I want to experiment with. I specifically wanted to use them on cattle and on chickens and all sorts of ideas, but I know almost everyone in this room has probably already read the outrageously good results that were achieved using Sea Crop as a food supplement added to the food of chickens. Well, I was hoping to do the same thing with other items and found out it had already happened here in Texas, no less, because one of the gentlemen around here actually raises chickens. He does approximately 30,000 chickens per month and loses, in the process of raising them, every single month he loses approximately 2,900 of the 30,000 chickens he hatches. And what they did was they gave him hexahedron biophoton water. Didn't even filter the chlorine from the water, just stuck them on the end of hoses and filled up their little troughs with that particular water. And number one, they ate 10% less food. Number two, they had almost no diseases to complain of the way they usually did. Number three, instead of losing 2,900, they only lost approximately 300, was it, I think? And so they lost 10% instead of 30%. Is that right? Let's see, 10%. So 2.9% instead of 10% or something like that. I think I got those numbers right. Did I get those numbers right? Let's see. So they and the chickens grew 50 to 100% bigger than all the chickens they've had in the past.
Wow.
So that, and that was just with biophotons. What would happen if you combined both Sea Crop and biophotons and removed all the chlorine from the water? Now
yeah.
What would happen? So these are some ideas.
So, Robert, what I'd like to do is jump in at this point and ask you, because we've got to a lot of core already, to focus a little bit on the degenerative conditions that you talked to me on the phone that you wanted to talk about, and you haven't sort of really covered much yet, particularly
Lyme's disease. MS.
And I know for myself, before you start, that I've been doing the most nasty diet of all time, the Candida diet, for a couple of weeks now.
Right.
Which, just so you guys know, it's no sugar, no fruits because they've got sugar, nothing fermented, no fungi, no fun for this guy, no mushrooms, nothing is fermented, so no bread, no alcohol, no vinegars. It's a pretty...
To sum it up, it's can't eat this and can't eat that.
Okay, I'll
no, you can't eat hardly anything. But I make it. I'm a pretty good cook, so I make it pretty creative. But here's the interesting thing I've been finding, in the last few days, and I haven't been eating foods that that activate candida, I've been still been getting some gas, which is usually a symptomology that I get if I eat a whole bunch of sugar-rich food.
Right.
It seems to accelerate the candida getting up, and I get gas. And so I've been getting gas without having the candida-feeding kind of foods.
Mm-hmm.
Now, so maybe you can talk about that, and also, since possibly most people on the call don't know, that this extraordinary Italian cancer therapist has determined that candida and other fungi are the precursors of cancer.
That's correct, yes.
And his name is Dr. Simoncini, and he's an oncologist or cancer specialist.
Well, he finally caught
up. Would you talk about that subject?
Sure. Yeah, absolutely. That's a big and huge confusing subject right there. So I'm going to unconfuse it for all of you. First of all, before I talk about that, let me do a quick review of everything that I talked about so everyone has it down and written down correctly. Number one, requires the eating of apples, specifically directly after taking in any possibly detoxing items, ormus, ananas, or others, anywhere from two to whatever apples. You'll have to experiment for yourself to find out. Now, with the beets, I've already experimented a million times over. And even then, when they're taking the most minor dose of beets for a week or two, they still end up with raccoon eyes. No problem. You start to lose energy or anything like that. You just stop all the beets, stop the ormus or whatever. In this case, you can't stop ormus. Not a problem, though. But stop MMS or whatever, and then get rid of the raccoon eyes just by eating tons of vegetables. I eat beef liver for energy. But it gets rid of the detox side effects, and I eat tons of, so not raw, but cooked vegetables and a little bit of raw, like that combination I gave you for the blender drink. And I do about 5 to 8 apples. All this the entire time, not taking any more detoxing items. And then in a few days, that's the end of the raccoon eyes, and I'm back to normal again. And it just disappears. This is a sign that your liver is worn down, and what are you crazy? You're trying to make me work like a dog? Give me a rest, please. Number two is in order to get rid of pervasive nausea that happens, even though you're doing everything correctly and you're getting rid of what's going to happen is it will go in layers. First, let's say you have an item that gives you nausea, whereas Ormus doesn't do as much with nausea as it does with the lack of energy, but everything else deals with nausea. Mostly across the board. So you've dealt with nausea, you got rid of all the nausea, but after maybe a week of doing this correctly and having no detox side effects now, you're starting to get a little hint of nausea and your energy is going down at the same time, but really slowly, takes about 4 days for it to accomplish. And you're like, oh my God, I just woke up feeling like I was run over by a truck, but it happened so slowly I didn't notice it. And so this is the reason why you're getting pervasive nausea. This happens because you thought apples were all you had to do. And even if and you weren't taking any of the other super drinks, so such as Ninja Red from Young Living or Multigreens from Young Living or the Sulfurzyme from Young Living. But you can also use regular MSM, which is organic sulfur, and that will work as well. But you'll have to take in some oranges and otherwise in order to balance out the MSM. Organic sulfur uses up all of your sulfur in your body in order to function. The other items, the reason why MSM, organic sulfur, is such a powerful remover of detox side effects, but not for ormus, is because it does the same job on a lighter scale again, similar to the way that romaine and iceberg lettuce works. It does it on the same scale. It does about a 50% work that an apple does at removing crap from around cells, removing and cleaning up the blood almost the same way that apples do. It also makes it very easy for you to take in large quantities of essential oils or something along those lines if you're into taking essential oils or if you're into taking MMS or if you're into taking Ormus or anything else that would remove your energy, then that's how you're going to keep it up. Not with organic sulfur in the case of Ormus, but you get the idea. We're going to use two things, multigreens and molybdenum. No, that's two. And the third one, actually, there is a third one, is Ninja Red juice. There is another source for goji juice, and I can't remember the name of it. I've never used that company before, but it was started by the guy who wrote the Vitamin Bible. Anyway, I'm sure he's famous with all of you anyway. Those items.
We're running out of time for the free room, Robert.
Okay. The other thing, oh, crap, we're running out of time. Okay, free room. information on fungus and otherwise. This is how it works. The person who wrote the Candida Bible, the Bible, the biggest book on Candida, wrote approximately 10 other books dealing with Candida, fungus, and all these issues. And he is about the only person in the history of the world who actually died of Candida. I repeat, the person who wrote the most about how to get rid of Candida and other yeast infections is the only person in the world who ever died of them, specifically Candida and massive overgrowth thereof. And the reason why is because he's a complete ignoramus, and this is one of the most corrupt industries in the world, especially when it comes to Candida. Your body turns on Candida in order to save your life, to keep you from dropping dead. And it can instantaneously remove Candida just by flipping a switch. And the Candida says, well, okay, I'll leave, no problem. Said, I'm glad I saved your life, and it was really a lot of work, but okay, I'll leave. It has no trouble. It will disappear 2 weeks to a month on its own. How do you flip the switch, and why was it flipped in the first place? It gets flipped because you're getting chemical or heavy metal poisoning. This is being very simplistic, but it's basically along those lines. When the yeast starts going out, yeast and fungus are almost the same thing, but they're completely different. Okay, that's confusing. How do you stop yeast in its tracks? There is a site called imva.com.net or .org, spelled I like I, M like Mary, V like Victor, A like Apple. And it'll give you a lot of information on how to deal with fungal issues like this very easily, especially if you're a person with degenerative diseases and cannot do the mini-beat protocol, which would rid you of all yeast infections, including Candida, even though it's pure sugar, beets are. You take it for 2 weeks, sometimes four, just the regular mini-beat protocol at full dosage, once a day for 4 weeks, and all Candida disappears from your body. It's 100% antifungal, and it will suck all the viruses out of your body quickly. But assuming they haven't been there for longer than 10 years. If they've been there for 40 years, it might take 2 to 3 months. Sorry. But it'll eat all the warts, moles, and skin tags off of you that go with having fungal infections and yeast infections and tons of fungus overgrowth. You can get rid of all these problems by using the MiniBeat protocol, but if you're too weak to handle the detoxing effects of the MiniBeat protocol, no problem. All you have to do instead is take internally and preferably by inhalation and even go to a hospital to have it done intravenously. They will do it for you. It is an accepted protocol. The intake of something called baking soda. I'm sorry, was that too cheap? Don't you hate it when it's not really expensive? All you have to do is this. Take tons of baking soda internally. They can give you a few different protocols that you can use. You can also go and get an IV over at the hospital and say, look, I heard that baking soda helps pH balance you. I'd like to try it out. And they said, huh, pH balance you? We can do that. As long as you don't mention it's for cancer, they'll do it. The second the word cancer comes out of your mouth, they will not help you. They will not even give you a baking soda IV. Baking soda IVs have been used since the beginning of time. There's more published studies on them, but when they found out it helped to cure cancer, and that just people who took it by orally in through the mouth started to get a 50% cure rate on cancer, they started to yank it off the market and didn't want doctors taught anything about it and stopped doing studies on it and that sort of thing. But it is completely antifungal. For some people, just taking it orally will eliminate all their fungus and yeast infections in a baking soda. This is one reason why I wanted to mention this on this call, is because people with degenerative diseases can take baking soda, but they can't do a mini-beat protocol yet. They have no stomach acid, for one thing. They can't absorb anything. They have no hydration. They have no vitamins. They have no minerals in them. They never eat right, because no matter how much good stuff they do, all the stuff they do is detoxing, and their body can't handle detox side effects. They don't know how to get nutrition in without having to pay for it. So it's like they're always paying a greater price to get something to keep them alive than they're taking in of nutrition. So it's not really worth it. I hope this got in enough on the free section of the call. Did it?
Now, the thing is, you haven't explained inhalation of baking soda.
Inhalation takes place like this. What you do is you take distilled water, stick it in a giant stainless steel vat, maybe one of the 4-gallon ones you buy at any specialty kitchen shop or at Walmart, and you put in distilled water, maybe a quart. And then you put in 1 to 2 teaspoons or more of baking soda, and you can breathe it in. Once you breathe it in this way, it also pH balances you well, as well, and by going through the lungs, It's more pervasive.
You breathe it in because you've boiled it or something?
Yes, because what you're doing is you boil it, and you stick your head on top, and you put a towel over your head the same way that girls love to do in order to open their pores and make their skin pretty. This is not so much done today as it should be, but it's also really good for skin as well. But so when you boil it, this distilled water combination with baking soda just comes up and you just breathe it in.
And how long do you think?
You can do 30 minutes twice a day. If you use this in combination with essential oils, you will find that it removes the acidic properties of essential oils, thus making it possible that when you breathe them in at the exact same time as you're breathing in this baking soda air, water thing, steam, whatever, that when it combines with the essential oils, even oregano oil, which if any of you know anything about essential oils, oregano oil is almost impossible for one human being to take one sniff of, except from a distance. You try to stick your nose over one of those, you will turn your head. That's how acidic that sucker is. Now, it's not acidic in the sense that it doesn't have anti-inflammatory properties. It's just acidic in the sense that it's super powerful and your body just can't handle it. But it can handle it easily, breathing in massive quantities of oregano oil under the condition you're having it sprayed up your nose almost at the same time you're breathing it in through the baking soda. And to do that, you use an air diffuser right next to you at the stove, with oregano oil being air diffused directly underneath your nose, breathing it in along with breathing in the steam that's coming out for 30 minutes. One gentleman so far now has a 100% cure rate on all forms of cancer and all forms of diabetes using this protocol by switching, starting off with oregano oil for 30 minutes one day, and then every day, 30 minutes in the morning and 30 minutes at night, he switches back and forth frankincense and the combination oil called Raven, which has Raven Sara oil in it, among others. And he just started this, and it's worked out so far. I think he's got 7 people so far. So that gives you also an idea of the reason why baking soda works so well. The pH balancing action makes it a lot easier. Keep in mind that baking soda, sodium bicarbonates, are a natural ingredient in your blood. Your body likes its bicarbonates. It's naturally found in spring waters. It's one of the reasons why spring waters are able to hold structure and chlorinated waters are not. They destructure.
Let's take a phone call, a question call from the free room.
Okay.
Just one question from the free room. Is there a place where we can see your work on a website?
I'm afraid not. I still don't have a website. I'm very sorry about that. I wish I did, but I tried everything in my power to get one going, and I didn't get one going. So, I will, God willing, before year's end, but I still don't have an information site. But I should. I just don't, and I apologize for that. Eventually, and I'll make sure that Barry knows about it, he put up a page for me, I believe, and has some information on my Medibee protocol and other little things. But other than that, no.
What is the best way to contact you, Robert?
Barry, can you translate that, please?
What's the best way to contact you?
My phone number is 940-233-0484.
I have a question for Robert.
Okay.
You mentioned several types of detox symptoms, and one you haven't touched on yet is diarrhea. I tried the Mini-Beat protocol for a little over a week.
Right.
And even if I forgot the apples, I didn't really ever have any problem with nausea. However, after, I don't know, 5 or 6 days, I got diarrhea pretty bad, and it just got worse. I had to cut it off. Can you give me any recommendations how to kind of curtail that?
Just out of curiosity, you say, how often did you forget doing the apples?
A couple times.
Okay. Wow, you're tough.
I went straight to the full dose, so
yeah, well,
like that was fine for several days until
a lot of people can get away with that because of that's one of the reasons why I put the cinnamon in there. Did you use the cinnamon too?
No, I did not.
Oh, wow. Okay. Wow. Okay. Well, you must have a lot cleaner blood than most people because most people under your circumstances would wake up with a really sore throat having not done any apples. In order to get rid of the diarrhea, eat yellow squash and eat an orange. What you're after is the replenishment of nutrition that's lost. Keep in mind that one of the most powerful bowel cleansers in the world is also the most powerful bowel mover in the world, beets.
Yeah.
And I could tell you stories about beets and their history and all that kind of stuff that most people are freaked out just to find out that it destroys bad DNA and rewrites it. But that's right. Diarrhea is also a big one. And remember that the biggest problem that people have is even if they're doing everything correctly, even if they're doing everything correctly with apples, they sometimes still end up with detox side effects because they can't eat the apples anymore because they're so sick of anything having to do with sweetness. They no longer, their blood sugar becomes so balanced, their pancreas so strong, your whole body is disgusted by the idea of sugar. And in order to get over that is feed your body tons of vegetables, which you should have been doing in the first place, so you never got in that place to begin with. Now your body can take in tons of apples and other sweet items and have no trouble with the sugar content thereof. Now, there are ways to heal a person by getting rid of all the sugar from their diet and anything at all that contains any sweetness whatsoever. You can see some of the best-looking skin in the universe. There are ways to do things using no sugar. No beets, no bananas, no oranges, nothing that contains any sweetness, fructose, or anything of any kind. But with the mini-beet protocol, you're going the exact opposite route. And you're using massive quantities of a special type of sugar, which balances blood sugar level.
Okay.
And it should, because it's pure glycogen. And once you have tons of glycogen stores, your body no longer has hypoglycemia. You eat as much sugar as you want, but in the meantime, for those who are hypoglycemic, they can't handle sugar content. So you have to balance it out with tons of cinnamon. And my original protocol, I told some people to take it in with hot water. That was a mistake because that won't take the only way to do it is with cold water because cold water will make it so that it will not congeal. And if it doesn't congeal, then it removes detox side effects, such as any kind of blood sugar imbalance you get right before taking it. For those who are so degenerative that they can't even take in cinnamon, much less cayenne or anything hot, or even garlic for some people, the way you get over something like that is you start for 1 month eating vegetables on a regular basis, such as yellow squash. This will start getting rid of the diarrhea really fast. Plus, it'll provide you with some decent vitamins and minerals and enzymes and biophotons and life force. This is how you build life force. While at the same time not having to pay for all the nutrition that you're getting in. That's the whole key behind nutrition. The more you get in that you don't have to pay for, you're net positive progressing all the time with enzymes, biophotons, vitamins, and minerals, et cetera. Does that
help?
Okay.
Yes, it does. Thank you very much.
Again, for all those who want to know, my phone number is 940-233-0484, and my email is phoenixguy888@gmail.com. Phoenix Guy is like the mythological bird or the city. phoenixguy888@gmail.com.
You know, Robert, one of the other protocols that you mentioned on our last call, in fact, on a call with me previous to that, when we were setting up the calls, was the nutmeg protocol that you mentioned, which is quite fun. So why don't you quickly go over that?
Okay. There's a lot of people who are interested in, altered awareness and psychic abilities and that kind of stuff, and are really interested in the paranormal and the supernatural and the powers that come with nutmeg. I call nutmeg one of the few morality herbs because it gives an understanding of morals, whereas you couldn't understand certain concepts such as the concept of something that is holy and clean and separated and, you know, untouchable and stuff like that. Suddenly the entire concept becomes clear. It also helps your awareness out the wazoo. People who have stuttering problems, I give them nutmeg, a drop under the tongue, and their stuttering starts to either decrease or completely remove once they've gotten enough of it. Now, nutmeg comes with overdoses and plausible and possible overdoses if you're taking it in powdered form instead of essential oil form. But essential oils are really powerful and hot. So it's up to you how to take it, and I'll tell you a few secrets behind nutmeg, and anybody who wants to research this can put in some papers also, if you would, on the white gold list for Barry or for Dennis, and they'll post them for you because this is really, really clever. Let me tell you a story once upon a time. There was me in the middle of a Whole Foods grocer, and I was talking to this cute girl because she was looking at some nutmeg. And I said, did you know that stuff increases your awareness to such an extent that when you walk in a room, you can see absolutely everything around you. And apparently you've been seeing this your entire life whenever you walk into a room, but you've never noticed that you were able to see this and comprehend it all at one fell swoop. It is very, very weird. This reminds me of being in hypnosis or something, where you see the examples of the hypnotics who are under, you know, and says, now, look, over to the left of your eye, what do you see over there? So, well, I wasn't paying attention, but it's okay. Your subconscious grabbed it all. Go ahead and look over there and tell me what you see. And so under hypnosis, they go over there and they look in their subconscious mind and they can see everything. I said, I was able to see all of that? I can't believe I was able to see all that. I mean, this is out of the corner of your eye. And it was so clearly seen. Well, it's the exact same way, except there is no subconscious mind. It's like the merging of the conscious and the subconscious. You start merging the unconscious, and then freaky things start happening. But nutmeg, I was taking too large of a dose. But as I was talking to this girl, she said, oh, yeah, one of my friends has been using it in order to try to attain invisibility. And I said, huh? I said, I've heard about invisibility where the people who have practiced this over in Vietnam had gotten it to such a science that what they would do was they would look into a person's mind, see that they were seeing them, and then shut off that section of the person's mind that was comprehending that they were there so that they became invisible. Does that make sense? It's a little bit screwy, but that was the idea behind it. And I said, you know what? I've been practicing about that for quite some time. And I would take in, but I was taking in too much and I couldn't continue the experiment because I didn't realize about the toxic doses. There are two substances. One is called nutmeg items. Mace and nutmeg are two equivalent herbs, almost. There are entire books written by this for which a PhD in biochemistry who used to study this, she was kind enough to show me her book that was written on the subject. Get a hold of that. What a coincidence there. And she says both of these have physiological properties in the brain that increase awareness, understanding, and pervasive clarity of everything around you. The problem is I was taking in 1 to 3 capsules of nutmeg a day. Within 1 week, I had the nastiest fever in the universe. I said, where did this come from? And somebody told me, you took an overdose of nutmeg. I'm like, come again? Apparently, you can only take this stuff in extremely minor doses. And I would probably suggest that if you're going to take it, you might want to try a drop under the tongue once a day of the essential oil form, or take a pinch, stick it into your tongue, and leave it there, you know. Let it dissolve throughout the, you know, so that way it goes directly into your bloodstream. The other source is you can just start, you know, taking a pinch and sticking into whatever you're having for a juice, and that'll take care of it as well. So those are.
I had a couple of teaspoons at a time.
You do a teaspoon at a time?
Yes.
Is that what you told me?
Yes.
Well, if it's diluted properly, I don't think that there's any reason why you can't get away with it. What are you sticking it in?
I just stuck it in water.
Okay, so you just put it in water and you drink it like that and you're not having any problems?
Yeah.
Okay, no. That works for me. Last time I dealt with dealing with this was about 15 years ago, so if you're able to take that much, more power to you. For newbies starting out, dilute it. Do not take it straight the way I did. Remember, I stuck it into a capsule. That was a no-no. So dilute it out. Anybody else taken any nutmeg in large quantities and had no detox side effects, no fevers, no chills, no headaches? Okay.
I suppose I like to just dive in the deep end and find out if it's too much, then I find out.
How long did it take before it was too much?
Well, I haven't actually hit the too much yet.
Okay.
But I haven't done very much.
Well, I want to hear. Are you taking this every day?
No. I've just taken it a couple of times and I didn't sort of notice.
Right. And now one teaspoon is the equivalent of 2.5 00 capsules. So that's basically what I was taking was, actually, I think it was single O, but I was taking 3 single O's a day, which is basically what you're taking. But I took it for 7 days, every day, and obviously it was too much. It took a week before I noticed any problems, and that's when I had the really nasty fever. But it really – now, keep in mind, what does a nutmeg look like? Looks like your pituitary or pineal gland, doesn't it? And that's probably the reason
I don't know what that looks like.
Oh, you don't know what it looks like. Basically, it looks like a nutmeg. looks like a little nut. In fact, everyone calls it a pituitary and pineal. It looks like a little nut with
looks
a small
like a
little nut attached. What?
It looks like a dorje.
Dorje? Okay.
Uh-huh. Dorje.
What's a dorje?
This, it's a staff. It's on staffs. It's on sacred symbols. You'll see it on the Pope's staff. You'll see it in Tibet. You'll see it all over the world. It's like the pine cone. You'll see it in sacred symbols all over the world, the Dorje.
Ah.
That's what the pineal gland looks like.
Oh, that's a pineal gland. Right.
This is Dorothy from Vancouver, USA.
Well, thanks for the information, Dorothy. I really appreciate that. That's very cool.
You're welcome.
Uh-huh. Pineal gland. It doesn't surprise me for one second. Every ancient in the world knows about the pineal gland. Pineal gland seems to be the home of all psychic abilities and altered awareness and photographic memory and that sort of thing, whereas the pituitary seems to be the home of long life and plausible immortality for anyone who believes in stuff like that, and for human growth hormone and otherwise being secreted by the body. Human growth hormone is really what you're after. And the reason why is because human growth hormone makes it so that you gain muscle without working out and you lose fat without working out, but mostly because it youths you and starts to remove wrinkles and fill in sections of your face, especially those who have very thin skin on the face or the hands as they get older. Worse yet are people who have their eyes start to fall back in their head as they start to grow older. Nobody wants to grow old. Eat your vegetables 3 times a day. If you can't eat them, so what? Stick them in a blender and take them as soup. Add your, you know, butter or olive oil and salt and pepper and take them as soup. Drink them fast. I mean, how many times have I had so many supernutrients I didn't want to eat a thing? You force yourself to in a whopping 10 seconds. Stick them in a blender, having them already cooked and ready to go, or raw, as my combination raw and cooked goes together, and that's how you get your nutrition back in you. speaking of which, I'm going to give you one more combination, so please write this down. In a blender, you are to add 1 Granny Smith apple, 2 large handfuls of spinach, 1 to 3 leaves of kale, and a large bunch or half of a large bunch of parsley. And add 2 cups of water or apple juice, depending on how you can use apple juice. Blend it and drink it, and you will find that this is also a potent way to get over the detox side effect known as being run over by a truck. But it has
a metaphorical truck, I imagine.
That
I call that the Kenworth reaction.
The what? The what? What'd you call
it? The Kenworth reaction. Kenworth trucks.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Gotcha.
Yeah.
Exactly.
This is a metaphorical truck, and besides, Robert,
yes, so to remove
how much kale?
Yes, 1 to 3 leaves of kale, regular, not dinosaur kale, just regular kale. I love using this because it has been my new weapon for those people who didn't have Ninja Red or Multigreens around. This will at least take up for at least a week or so, so people can get in the multigreens, or they can get their energy back a lot faster. They will still have to eat like 5 apples during the day to get their energy back. But I'll give you an example. I had two of my clients end up with the nastiest detox side effects in the world from doing MMS at full dosage. Keep in mind, no human being starts out at full dosage straight off. I started them off at full dosage. They were perfect the entire first day. They were perfect the next morning. They were perfect until about 12 o'clock the next morning. And then they both started vomiting and having diarrhea. It seems to me like they were doing everything correctly. But they were not doing the Ninja Red and the multigreens. I can't remember right now. And keep in mind also Ninja Red vitamin C inactivates MMS, but it does not inactivate Ormus. And this kind of energy combination wipes out the energy loss that is caused by taking in of Ormus. You cannot afford energy loss whenever you're doing detox side effects. If you do beets, for example, and your energy gets wiped out, what does that mean? It means not only could your liver and your kidneys not handle the detoxing of these things, but neither could the immune system, which was called in to handle this. Now you're subject to every type of infection known to man. You can end up with laryngitis, sore throat. You can end up with, canker sores coming out, everything. Why? Because you just wiped out your immune system. It's all dealing with beets instead of doing their job. But if you remove 100% of all the detox side effects, then it can deal with its job only. And it has the added aid of all this crap being cleaned up by the beets. Beets will kill every known pathogen to man. Nothing can stand in its way, but they're a little bit slow. That's the only problem. You know, they might take 2 weeks to 2 months, depending if you're just doing a mini beet protocol or if you're doing the major beet protocol. Major beet will turn over every cell in your entire body, every bone, all the marrow, your stomach, even your lungs, which are not supposed to be transformable. In other words, lungs are considered immortal cells. The way the stomach takes approximately 3 days to be completely and utterly destroyed and rebuilt every 3 days, which means approximately 500,000 cells of your stomach are destroyed and rebuilt every 60 seconds. So also, every other part of your body takes a certain amount of time, from 3 days to 7 years, depending on which body part it is. Basically, your whole body takes 7 years to recycle itself, except for immortal cells, such as the lungs, which once they're damaged can never be repaired, if you're a doctor. If you're me or anybody who takes Ormus, then you know better. Immortal cells like these can easily be corrected and healed.
Or if you're Tut the cat.
If you're Tut the cat, yeah. Tut the cat, exactly.
I've got a couple of questions for you,
yes.
Robert. And we've got through a lot of time right now, and mm-hmm. and I guarantee that if I don't stop you right now, there's going to be no time for the questions that people want to ask. But
all
before
right.
people start asking questions, I've got two for you.
Okay.
And so I'd like you to address these quickly, and then we're going to start taking questions, because I know you could talk for about 3 days flat without even stopping.
Actually, I talked for 4 days, 15 hours the first day and 12 hours the next three.
I rest my case.
There
so
go.
Here the
go
first
ahead.
Question is this. You scooted over the subject, and that is you talked about HGH, which is human growth hormone.
Correct.
What nutritional protocols have you developed so far to jumpstart HGH that you know of? You may know this, you may not.
I searched for this for 20 years because if you know anything about the HGH movement, you'll know that there's 50 million versions of synthetic HGH, and every single Hollywood actor in all of Hollywood goes to Sweden or otherwise in order to get HGH injections. They cost approximately $1,000 a month, and now they no longer have side effects, but of course they give you about 1,000 times the amount of HGH which is produced by the pituitary gland, because fake HGH never equals the power of real HGH. Human growth hormone isn't just in charge of making you grow taller, but making your fat removed from your body and your muscles grow, regardless of whether you work out or not. It's the reason why an ape looks like an ape, and yet he never worked out. What I found on HGH was there are certain foods which force HGH to be made in abundance. Your body also needs large quantities of certain nutrients in order to do so. If you've seen the fake versions of HGH, which all say that they are real and yet are not, let me explain. The ones that say they're real and yet are not will have fake progesterone on it, or fake pregnenolone, or fake other hormone, which is used by the body in order to make and use as a nutrient by the body so it can make human growth hormone, and so they call them secretagogues. Secretagogues are items that make it so that your body will make more human growth hormone, even though there's no synthetic human growth hormone in their supplement that they gave you. There's a lot of these so-called real HGH things that are not real because they've got another fake hormone in it instead. And I'm like, oh, for crying out loud, you can't be serious. Okay, this is how you make the manufacturing take place. There's quite a few doctors today that already know that there are three or four amino acids, it doesn't matter which of the, if you use the three combo or the four combo, which will quadruple the amount of human growth hormone you have in your body in approximately 30 days. Again, I don't go for that method either. Did you know you can quadruple human growth hormone in 24 hours? Want to know how?
Fasting.
Yeah, okay, carry on.
Stop eating. And that will quadruple your human growth hormone. Drink nothing but water, if even that. And preferably people should do it once a week for 36 hours. In other words, a regular fast goes like this. This is a regular Bible fast. This is where people get confused in the religious world also. Because nobody ever reads their Bible and nobody ever reads into that. For those who are religious when it comes to fasting, nobody ever bothers to look it up or talk to a Jew and find out. A fast means you don't eat anything, and if you drink anything, it's going to be water, and that is it. Fasting on juices equals not fasting, but it equals health. That's nice. You get no human growth hormone by doing that. So 24-hour fast goes like this. You eat breakfast, and you stop eating until the next breakfast. That's a 24-hour fast. A 36-hour fast is you eat dinner, and then you do not eat breakfast, lunch, or dinner the next day, and then you eat breakfast the day after. What would you have done to find out how to quadruple human growth hormone for a price like that? I guarantee you there are quite a few people who would have jumped over backwards and paid a lot of money to find out that little trick. To this day, nobody understands why human growth hormone, why fasting plays such a huge part, but a part of it is the fact that you quadrupled human growth hormone. That's the reason why fasting makes a person stay young so long. It's the reason why your body never gets a belly, ever, when you're doing fasting. In fact, I've had 4 bellies on me in my entire life. I had one when I was 27. I fasted for one day and a 36-hour period, and it was gone when I woke up 36 hours later. So fasting is number one. Number two, most powerful secretagogue in the world that is natural of the pituitary gland, forcing it to produce human growth hormone. How do you make the pituitary gland make human growth hormone? Beets, carrots, and parsnips force the making of human growth hormone through the roof. Do you understand what I mean about using now?
Cooked or raw?
They have to be raw. If you do them cooked, they will still work. They will be outrageously weak, but I'll give you an example. One gentleman had an AIDS viral count of approximately 700,000 viral count on his liver. He did not do what I said. Instead, he ate a ridiculous can of beets, non-pickled can of beets. He drank half the water in there in the morning and ate one of the beets, and then he drank half the water at night and ate the other beet. And that's what he did. 9 months later, he had no viral count. He ate no apples. Why? Because phytochemicals are not destroyed by destroying biological activity. And phytochemicals are the most powerful form of all nutrients in there except for biophotons.
Thank you. I was going to ask you about beets cooked or raw, so you've just answered
now,
that question.
Here's a secret for all those, since she mentioned this, this is a really good question. If you take, for example, let's say you have itchy scalp or itchy any place on your body, take whatever's left over. You can always do this little trick also. Take the juices left over after you cook them and throw them in your bath water, please. It will eat all the dead skin on your body, and it is a great using agent as well. It will be absorbed directly through the skin. It is extremely anti-itch, and you have no idea the kind of crap that's on the outside of your body that's not supposed to be there.
Yes, I do. I'm a nurse. I know.
There's
nasty things.
Yeah, I hear you. There are so many creatures down there. There's tons of beneficial bacteria on your skin.
Tons of
bad. In order to rid yourself of the bad, what you're after is those beets.
Okay.
Those beets will get everything. Take pure beet juice and pour it on your head. Take that beet juice, stick it into a sprayer bottle, and keep it over there for a day or two. Or dilute it out with water and spray it on your head and see what happens. Spray it down under in the lower down south parts and see how much starts itching down there. This will make all sections of your body start itching. This is where you can find out as a diagnostic tool where any kind of crap is on the outside of your body.
Now, one other question that I had for you, because I never got to the second one. You didn't actually go over the nutritional protocols for the HGH. You just talked about fasting. Is that the only one you had?
No. To get HGH going, you actually do the mini-beet protocol, and you eat carrots. Let me tell you the secrets about carrots, and I'll give you 2 recipes you can do. The first recipe for eating of carrots is carrot, parsnip, in equal amounts. You boil them for 10 minutes, and according to my How to Cook Vegetables recipe, so you don't destroy the enzymes. And then I'm going to send the How to Cook Vegetables to Dennis tonight so he can post it for you guys, because people get really funny about how they cook vegetables, and they get really confused about what destroys a vegetable and what doesn't. You turn these into mashed potatoes, equal amounts of parsnips and carrots, boil them, chop them up, mash them down, put in your butter, olive oil, salt and pepper, whatever you use, and it tastes good. This was taught to me by my English friend. Apparently they do this a lot in England, and it's really, really good. Parsnips, by the way, are outrageous heavy metal eaters, but they suck they force the body to, you know, really case, suck human growth hormone out of the pituitary. So that's how you get some carrots in you that way. But honestly, the only reason I do it is so I can get the parsnips. Now, let me tell you a trick behind the eating of carrots. Carrots are the most powerful de-stressor that I know of in the world. This is the reason why beets are superior to carrots, but carrots do things that beets do not. They are like, they're like a married couple. Just because, you know, the husband or wife is better at some things doesn't mean that the other one is lacking, can be left alone. So you do the mini beet protocol, but you still eat the carrots. So remember my mini beet protocol, you eat the apples afterwards and you eat carrots after the apples.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason why you do it, and specifically do it in that order, is because you don't just do it to remove detox side effects. In fact, the carrots have no effect on detox side effects whatsoever. You eat the carrots for the purpose of forcing bowel cleansing and also forcing the beets through the bowels instantly. What happens is when you eat an apple, it's like sending a VW bug into your intestines. It's just going to go, beep, beep, move along, beep, beep. But when you eat a carrot after the apple, it's like an 18-wheeler pushing a VW bug to the intestines. Now you have them both. That's the reason why I put the mini beet protocol in that fashion. Now you've got them both, plus you have an anti-stressor. This is so powerful of an anti-stressor, it will remove the DHT from your scalp. So powerful that if you manage to eat half a bag of carrots a day, those little baby, peeled, ready-to-eat, baby organic carrots you get in all the grocery stores down here in America, eat half a bag, 1 pound bag of those a day, that's usually more than enough to make sure you will never lose the hair on your scalp in your life. If you do, just start doing beets, it'll come back.
So in relation to the HGH then, besides carrots and parsnips, are there any other nutritional protocols to jumpstart HGH? Because you can be sure that people who do these kind of protocols, it's going to show up in their life. They're going to look younger and act younger and live longer and be more muscular and so on. And who are these people, and do any of them do this nutritional protocol rather than, like you said, go to sleep and get HGH treatments?
I've never taught anyone
the
HGH
protocols.
I'm sorry, I've never taught anyone the HGH protocols except for you guys, ever. And the people who did these only did them with a mini beet protocol, and they didn't continue them, so they never saw the full benefits. They would do them until one wrinkle disappeared, or until their belly disappeared, or until their love handle disappeared, which they've never gotten rid of in 30 years, and suddenly they were gone. And I was like, well, there you go. And they would stop. And they would only go back to it when they wanted something else removed or fixed. See what I'm saying?
I'm just reminding you, please send me the mini beet protocol again, or we'll post it again, and so
okay.
The whole group can get it on the Ormus forum.
Okay, it goes like this. You take 1 teaspoon of cinnamon, and you stir it into a glass of water, which is approximately 2 tablespoons or 3 tablespoons of water, and you stir it for like a minute and a half or 2 minutes. And you drink it down like a shot, and then you take some more water and drink down whatever grit is left in your mouth or your throat. That's part one. After that is done, you start chopping up the beets and chopping up the asparagus. You were to do a 60-40 ratio, not quite equal amounts, not quite equal 50-50 amounts, but about 60-40 ratio, a little bit more beet than asparagus, and you're going to juice 1 cup of beets and about maybe-ish 3/4 cup of asparagus. If you want to make this exact, then scrape away the froth on top of the beets and asparagus to make it exact so you know the exact measurements when you're stirring. Then you are to mix both of these together after you've measured them separately and completely. Mix them both together and then drink them down. Then you are to eat 2 to 3 apples. I prefer 3 apples under that case, and then 2 carrots after the apples. You can start eating the apples and finish 2 hours later, but you got to get those apples in starting immediately, even if you take 2 hours to do so. The carrots cannot be started on until the last apple is finished. Anybody who ever has trouble with some kind of blockage in their bowels and needs it to plunge through, you can eat 5 apples and then 3 giant carrots, and that usually takes care of it.
Well,
that's the mini beet protocol. let's see, some people have taken my Mini B protocol, and they've had dramatic reactions from it, like they ended up with a sore throat the next day. I've had one lady who ended up with laryngitis for 4 days after that, and I said, that's beets, all right. And what about the apples? Well, I got down one apple. That was more than enough. I'm like, if you can't do the apples, then you can't do the Mini B protocol. I'm sorry. Just skip it entirely. If I ever find another way around how to take beets without taking apples for the newbies, because eventually you get to the point when you need less and less apples, no matter what you're doing. Once you start needing less and less apples, then you're really going places then.
Is there a specific type of apple that's better than other types of apples?
No, they will all perform the same function, but green is technically superior in terms of its malic acid content and ability to eat inorganic calcium from the body and other heavy metals. So that's definitely a plus. So it cleanses out the liver a lot better. It cleanses out stones a lot better. I do, however, have a request of everyone to take calcium supplements, actual calcium supplements, while they're doing my Mini-Beat protocol, because I find that sometimes that they're not doing it correctly because they aren't eating anything else correctly. For example, they'll add the Mini-Beat protocol to their diet, and instead of treating it as a supplement, they'll have it as their only breakfast. Well, I guess that's okay if you're actually having one more meal that had vegetables in it in a day, but they aren't. And they haven't had vegetables for 6 months to 9 months. And they expect to be able to take this? You can, no, that's not going to happen. Mini-Beat protocol helps, but you've got to have something in you that's normal, please. There's got to be some vegetables in there somewhere. That's the only way this will work. And if you're not eating some raw or cooked vegetables at some point or another, you're not going to be able to handle the Mini-Beat for very long. This lady who refused to eat enough of the apples, or who didn't eat the apples directly afterwards, or didn't do the cinnamon beforehand, this is the reason why they screw up this diet. Now, if you end up like that, all you have to do, if you're screwed up with laryngitis the next morning, all you have to do is eat like 7 oranges throughout the day, do my anti-infection drink, and that'll put you back to normal by the time you wake up the next day, all laryngitis, everything gone, and that's it.
Will
done.
You send the directions for that to Dennis to post?
Yeah, the anti-infection drink and the how to cook veggies.
Sure.
Thank
the
you.
Were the beets liquid from a juicer? Or
yes, from a juicer.
Okay, thank you.
They were from a juicer. Yeah.
How about the essential oil combination?
Yes, you want to know about that too. Almost forgot how to cook veggies. oregano and thyme together are a very powerful combination. They're also, you know, very... you know, painful. You ever drop some of that on your arm? You're like, ow. If you try to smell it, it also doesn't smell. You know, it's really hard to smell an oregano, like I gave in the example before. This is how you do it. In order to combine these things, let's say a person has anthrax poisoning, and you start to give them like 5 drops of oregano and 5 drops of thyme 3 times a day, and it does nothing for them. You stick 5 drops into a capsule with the 10 drops total. They take it 3 times a day. It does nothing for them. It doesn't cure the anthrax. Gives them some detox side effects they aren't too proud of, and they get nowhere. They just end up dead. Okay, so how do you kill all the anthrax and all of its pooping, which is really what's... Anthrax doesn't kill you. It's all the poop that it leaves behind that kills you. So this is how you do it. In order to clean up after the anthrax, I mean, besides eating apples, that helps, of course, what you do is you take oregano oil and thyme, and you combine them in a way that makes them more powerful by... double or triple than they were had you just put in 5 drops each into a capsule. And this is how you do it. First, you take a carrier oil, let's say grapeseed oil. There's some special combinations people have put together. Olive oil will be fine. Coconut oil, fractionated coconut oil. Tamarind oil, other special oils. These are all good as long as they're not rancid. Number two, you're going to put in your drops of oregano or thyme or whatever. Stick this into a glass bottle, by the way, because, you know, these oils, they eat plastic. They will remove all the plastic from your body as well, and you know you have tons of plastic in you because, you know, you drink bottled water. Next, you are to take a glass stirring wand of any kind. You can go to a chemical store and buy a glass stirring thing that they sell at the chemistry sets. You can go online and buy one, and you stir it around. Now, some people didn't have time for this, so they just put the lid on, and they shook it in order to mix the oregano oil with the carrier oil. Once this happens, this has become a new oil. This is no longer, say, olive oil and oregano. It's now something else. It's some brand new oil. Once this happens, now you take the time, you put
how
in your
much, how much of each?
If you have, let's say, 2 to 3 tablespoons of carrier oil, you could take approximately, say, 5 to 7 drops of oregano and 5 to 7 drops of thyme. After they've already mixed, you're then to combine the next oil. In this case, it's going to be thyme. And then you shake it again, or if you've got a stirring thing, then you can stir it. Now it will kill anthrax.
At what rate?
You're going to take it approximately 10 drops 3 times a day.
Of the mix.
Maybe 4 times a day of the mix. Mm. People who have lung cancer.
What else does it handle? What else does it handle, Robert?
It'll probably handle just about everything, but I've never tried it on anything beyond anthrax, and nobody bothered to do any studies because, well, you know, it's alternative. You can't use them. You know, hey, this will cure him. Yeah, we go by what the doctors say. Okay, whatever.
So how many people?
They've never had a problem with anthrax. So
now you can see it kill anthrax. Yeah, you can see it in kill anthrax in a petri dish. At least according to Dr. Finiel, who taught me this trick. He said, as all biochemists know, when you combine these two, they don't do a thing until you combine them in a special way. It causes some kind of bizarre molecular reaction, and this is the only way you can combine them in order to make them into a gestalt. Well, I call it a gestalt. I forget what he called it. I've come up with a few other combinations that work really, really well as well. For cancer and dealing with that.
Wait a minute.
Yeah.
How many people have tried this that have had anthrax?
Oh, no one that I know of. I just know that it kills it in a petri dish, whereas the combination alone by itself does not. So if I put oregano and thyme into a petri dish with anthrax, it won't kill it. But if I do the combination, it will.
I see.
Talk about cancer.
Lots of different combinations for cancer. I like the one that I already gave out. That's the one with the baking soda taken
mm-hmm.
internally as well as breathed in at the same time you're breathing in the essential oils. Because then the combination was frankincense in the morning for 30 minutes, raven at night for 30 minutes, or vice versa, starting off with oregano oil, either you know the first day maybe, and doing that for 2 months or 3 months for cancer. That's a pretty cheap way to deal with cancer. However, fungus issues, and remember that cancer is a massive fungal issue because cancer comes from fungus. This has been known for, oh, geez, how long now? Was it Bechamp, who got the Nobel Prize for discovering the delineations of different yeast into fungus and then finding out that it was in an anaerobic state by which we found out that this is how you get cancer. Cancer cannot exist in an aerobic state. In other words, where oxygen is present, there can be no cancer because there can be no fungus. In order to get rid of massive fungal issues and that sort of thing, you'll notice that fungus issues like yeast and candida and actual fungus and mold and mildew in the blood, not to mention cancer, can't stand baking soda. And the reason why they can't stand it is because once baking soda hits the tissues, it causes a massive amount of oxygenation to the tissue. And that's the reason why people have done things like this combination, say 2 tablespoons of honey with a tablespoon of baking soda, mixed together by spoon in a bowl or in a plate like I do, and you take it on an empty stomach. You will notice you get a little shaky right afterwards. Drink plenty of water. It's going to force your body to absorb hydration. But you can cut it down to a teaspoon 3 times a day if you want to as well. People who have taken 1 to 2 teaspoons 3 times a day have noticed their fungal issues have disappeared in 2 weeks that they've been dealing with for years.
Would you give me that formula again, please?
Yeah, it's 2 tablespoons of honey. I prefer everyone always take it with cinnamon, but that's me. 1 teaspoon of cinnamon and 1 to 3 teaspoons of baking soda. Again, you'll on an empty stomach because baking soda neutralizes stomach acid. Please use raw honey, because the honey will be used as a glycogen storage. In other words, it will fix hypoglycemia by side effect.
So 2 tablespoons of honey, 1 or 3 tablespoons of baking soda, and you said some cinnamon?
A teaspoon of cinnamon and 1 to 3 teaspoons of baking soda, not tablespoons. So the biggest amount is the honey.
Okay.
You can always, always do extra cinnamon anytime you want. Now, I wanted to go over some degenerative diseases and problems people are having, because there's some people in the Ormus community who've been in nutrition since forever, and they're going down the hill because they know all this stuff, and they can't do any of it because they can't do my anti-infection drink. They can't do my mini-beet protocol. They couldn't even take a sip because they've got so much blood sugar issues. They can't even take cinnamon to erase the blood sugar issues just before you take. They can't even, I mean, it's just, it's ridiculous. And the reason why is because they've either got MS, Lyme's disease, lupus, fibromyalgia, chronic fatigue syndrome. So I want to give you some things to use in order to erase these particular problems so you can start to actually get in other things that would cure you. Number one, lupus, fibromyalgia, these are just fancy words for massive fluoride poisoning. You can get rid of pretty much all the symptoms of fibromyalgia and lupus in approximately 3 days just by taking in borax. You know, the detergent aisle from which all fake detergents are made from? This is actually the same way salt is. The thing is, it's 99.5% pure. The rest is, you know, sand from being dug out of a mine. And once it gets into your body, it starts to bind with all the fluoride and removes it from the body. You can also stick this stuff in 1 or 2 tablespoons in a bath. And it'll get in your skin. It'll get in your blood and start sucking more fluoride out of your body. You will notice any chronic fatigue will start to disappear on the 3rd or 4th day. Poof! Just like that. You'll start waking up earlier. Your energy will come back to you. That's for chronic fatigue from lupus and fibromyalgia, where you have massive fluoride poisoning. There's entire protocols behind that, so I'm going to give it to you real quick. In order to take this, you are to take 1 teaspoon of salt, such as flour of the ocean, 1 quart of water, and 1/4 teaspoon of borax. You are to drink that throughout the day along with another 1/4 or 2 of regular spring water or super water or whatever you got. And you are to do this for 3 weeks, 3 weeks on, 1 week, skip the salt and borax. You skip the borax anyway, not the salt, but skip the borax. And then you're going to do this for 4 months total, and then you can do it whenever and however you want to for the future. But 4 months is usually how long it takes to completely rid the body of the fluoride poisoning and what have you. Now, you must eat 1 orange and 1 banana before going to bed, assuming you can get an orange and banana in you. If the purpose behind this is this, you're taking in a ton of salt, which will mess up your potassium and sodium levels throughout the body. An orange does not have much potassium, but it has a decent amount of potassium. But that's not why we're eating it. We're eating the orange because an actual eaten orange, not orange juice, not fresh squeezed orange juice either, only eating an orange will eat salt out of the blood by forcing its utilization. That's what you want. Once you've balanced.
How much of this stuff do you drink?
You drink the entire quart throughout the day, and then you drink regular water throughout the day as well. So you're going to get through the entire quart per day. It doesn't taste good. Sorry. You can stick it in juice if you want to. I'd be careful what juice I stick it into, though, please. No synthetic vitamins.
Now, before you give anything else, I'd like to take some more questions.
All right.
Because I know people want to ask questions, and you've got a lot more stuff that I know you can give, but people are going to be overdosed with information, and they want to ask you questions about stuff you've already said. So
okay, go ahead.
I've got a question.
I have a question about the baking soda.
Question about the baking soda. Go ahead.
Yeah, you talked about
taking
the oregano oil and the rain oil, the frankincense oil. I was unclear on when you should take the oregano oil.
What did he say?
When should you take the oregano oil?
Okay. Oregano oil is taken
clear.
With, you're going to breathe in the oregano oil through an air diffuser. With breathing in the baking soda mixture that's coming up in, you know, steamed up. Both of these, you have an entire towel on top of you so you can breathe it all in at the same time. You're going to do this 30 minutes in the morning, 30 minutes at night, and you can start off with oregano oil for the first day. After that, you switch back and forth, frankincense, raven. This guy's only been doing this for a few months, but has cured quite a few cases of cancer and diabetes. And as such, he'll probably come up with anything better in the future. So anything that comes up new, I'll be glad to tell all of you about. Different combinations or something else he's doing.
Robert, can you hear me?
Okay, any other questions?
Yeah, I have a question concerning an immune reaction. I have a friend who has a rare condition where his immune system is attacking his body. He's got a lot of heavy, I think it's undiagnosed heavy metal poisoning, I believe. He's worked in smelters, and he's just been exposed to a heck of a lot of this stuff.
Oh, yeah, he's got heavy metal poisoning.
Yeah, I knew that when I looked at him.
Does he have a name for his autoimmune disease?
He didn't say, but that's all they basically told him, and he's very sick.
Right. Autoimmune diseases where the immune system starts to attack itself have to come from some type of vaccine. They just wait around until you have enough heavy metal poisoning or enough sickness before they attack you. That's why people are starting to call them weaponized mycoplasms, because they just wait until a section of your body is weak and then they'll attack it because they don't think that they'll be defeated this way. Mycoplasms are strange little nano insects, and so you had to go out of your way in order to create little creatures like this because they don't exist in nature. But they exist in vaccines, all vaccines. And so everyone has them who's ever been vaccinated. It's not too much of a problem to get rid of them with beets. But the problem with him is you can use an herb combination to get rid of them, or you can do Dr. Carly's vaccination detox. She's cured 2,000 kids of autoimmune diseases and every single case of autism. That was 2,000 of autism alone, which she also considers an autoimmune disease as well. And autism, 2,000 kids cured of their autism using her protocols for removing vaccines. I could give you a protocol for how to deal with herbally, how to deal with an autoimmune disease. But the real question is, do you really think your friend is going to do any of this stuff? I mean, it's a lot of work. If he's just going to do one thing and one thing only, I'll give you one thing to do then. How about a spray-on version of detox? You spray it under the tongue, and it starts removing heavy metals within the first few months. And he can just do this instead. It's up to you. If you want to do this, you can. But, again, it's up to you if you want to tell him about it. Does this sound plausible or interesting to you at all?
Yes. I think he's about desperate enough to try anything now.
Okay, so now he's actually going to listen to you.
The doctors have got him on immune suppressants.
Okay.
Bad?
That's crazy. Okay, this is what you do. He's probably in such a weakened state, I don't know if he can even do the mini-beet protocol, but that doesn't mean you can't be sticking a teaspoon worth of chopped up beets into a blender drink, because it'll turn the entire blender drink purple. So you're welcome to do that. But other than that, this is what you're going to do. You call up a company called Maxim Nutraceuticals. I believe it's spelled M-A-X-A-M. Not Maxim like the magazine. M-A-X-A-M. Maxim Nutraceuticals. You're looking for two products. One is called PCA. P is called NG. That's nickel and good, NG. PCA, you are to spray 8 sprays under the tongue in the morning. And you're going to do this for the entire first month, at which point you will do both of them, both PCA and NG. You will do PCA, 8 sprays under the tongue, starting the second month as well, continuing it. But now you're going to do, in the afternoon, 8 sprays of NG under the tongue. That's 8 sprays of PCA under the tongue for the first month. Starting in the second month through the 8th or 9th month, he should actually be cured by the 4th month, assuming this is really a heavy metal issue. You start on the second month with PCA, 8 sprays under the tongue, continuing that, plus 8 sprays of NG under the tongue. When you call them, you might want to mention your friend's plight. They may suggest something beyond NG. I would have, if he was my client, the first thing I would have done was I would have called and asked if it was NG or if I should use. They've got a new version now. The next thing you do is you start inundating his body with tons of aloe vera. This is a necessity for anyone with a degenerative disease because aloe vera can be tolerated by everyone except for the first 2 days. And aloe vera will probably cure you of anything. It will certainly remove all the heavy metals from your body, not to mention providing hydration and the best bowel movements you have ever had in your life. So aloe vera can be gotten from aloeking.com for those who can't find giant aloe leaves in their regular stores or in the Mexican areas. Then you can go to aloeking.com, spelled A-L-O-E-K-I-N-G.com, and that will take care of the heavy metal poisoning. It'll start to nourish him. Then make sure he gets his blasted vegetables, because you know they like to avoid vegetables like the plague.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll say, well, you know, I ate it once this week. I'm like, oh, God bless. People can't wait to die. Ugh, Lord have mercy.
That's excellent. Thank you.
All right. That should take care of his heavy metal poisoning. That should be more than enough to handle it. Maxim Nutraceuticals, just do a Google search on it. Any other questions? Since we're on that subject, I've mentioned aloe vera. The other thing you do for people who have such degenerative diseases they can't take in anything anymore is you actually feed them real nutrition. This is something they think that they're doing all the time because they know so much about nutrition, but they aren't doing. Here is the concept of real nutrition. Eat your vegetables. What is a vegetable? Yellow squash, green beans, broccoli, organic spinach. You can't ever get any kind of spinach except organic. Don't waste your time otherwise. Preferably organic everything. Asparagus. Tomatoes are technically a fruit. I still call them a vegetable anyway, but they're not. They're a complementary. Call them a complementary vegetable. Nobody really knows what a tomato is, much less what salads are. Salads are not a vegetable. They use up all your life force to digest them, unless you eat them with a tomato. Now, no life force is eaten up in digesting them, because all the enzymes you used up to digest them just got taken care of because the tomato was there. You provided enough to digest it so it didn't have to use up anything to gain nutrition. What else? Corn is an excellent vegetable. It has no nutrients in it whatsoever except enzymes and biophotons.
Now, we are out of time.
All right. Anybody else? Anything else?
Last one question.
The autism thing was very interesting. Could you go into a protocol for that? My friend's kid has autism. I'd love to share with you.
I would be here forever on that one. It requires some detoxes. It requires getting the right types of removal of fluoride from the system. But what you're after is not the removal of mercury. Mercury is a minor thing when it comes to autism and all these other disorders. But what you're really after is the removal of the vaccine contents, which is basically raw monkey brains and raw kidneys from monkeys. They stick into a blender, filter through, and stick it into your vaccines, for which they have no explanation. Formaldehyde and other crap. And, of course, there's thermosol, which is the mercury. And once they take that out, you'll notice there won't be too much of a decrease in the amount of autism, for which they say, see, it wasn't the vaccines after all. No, it was the vaccines. Mercury was just put in there as a red herring.
Maybe we can get into that, more of that, on the next call.
Yeah, absolutely. For now, for those who want to cure autism, just go to drcarly.net. When it comes to autism, I can't cure it as fast as she can. And I certainly don't have 100% cure rate on that, because I only have people who will follow. For the people who follow my see, her stuff is easier, so they follow the entire protocol. My stuff is harder. They don't follow the protocol. It's just too much work. And it's not hard. It's just too much. It's nothing, you know, gargantuan. It's just a lot of stuff. You got to time everything out perfectly. But it starts to go to work almost instantly. But it takes too long.
Tell you what, Robert, we will have you back on another call, because clearly you only captured a little bit of stuff that you know back in a couple of months.
That would be fun.
Are you okay with that?
Of course.
When does your book come out?
Well, I was going to write a book on detox side effect removal, and I clearly need to write extra information for the ones with degenerative diseases, because they can't do about 90% of the things that are necessary to cure them, because their bodies are sensitive to things like cinnamon, of all things, or cayenne pepper, or all sorts of ridiculous items. And so I've got to explain to them how to make it possible so they get their stomach acid back. People with Lyme's disease, they have no stomach acid left. They can't digest anything. Therefore, they have every type of parasite in the known universe. So it's a cascading effect of good things once you start switching over. Just as all this evil happened to you and your blood now has every type of parasite known to man, and there's no way to cure it, who cares? Just because you got a parasite that knows how to get rid of doesn't mean it's not easy to get rid of. You certainly aren't going to make it live past a beet. There's no parasite in existence that will tolerate a beet. They'll be glad to leave before it gets dissolved by beet juice. So it's a cascading effect of good things. You get your stomach acid back. No more parasites come in. That issue has been resolved. Now kill everything that's in there. Redo all the tissues in your body, your blood. Reoxygenate your body through the thiosulfate. Get in some borax. Start dechlorinating yourself. All sorts of things can be done. And cheap things, too. Sodium thiosulfate will last you 6 years. It costs you a whopping $30. There's enough in there to dechlorinate you in no time, along with everybody else in the entire city. Anyway, my book, I'm going to write information about vegetables because they've got to find a way to build themselves up so that they can actually take them. There's two basic ways. That's the eating of vegetables, and now they're at a point where they can start taking in certain things and they can start seeing how well their bodies tolerate things like digestive enzymes or seropeptase or other supplements or even cinnamon or cayenne pepper. Their internal tissues start to come back to life because they're taking massive quantities of aloe.
So I'm not asking you to outline the book. I'm asking you when
Good.
You might be writing your book.
I don't know. Hopefully by before the end of the year it'll be done.
Good. You are working on it?
Oh, yes, absolutely. I keep collecting more and more information about what is the best way to put this in to make sure it comes out with prose instead of conglomerated together like a, you know.
Right.
Phone number is 940-233-0484. And that's 940-233-0484. And my email address is phoenixguy888@gmail.com. That's like the mythological bird, the phoenix, phoenixguy888@gmail, as in Google Mail, gmail.com. And that's how you can reach me. Also, there's a million people on the Ormus community who have been looking for this particular information, so before I go, I'll leave it as the last thing that I give to you guys. Everybody's been looking for a good source for Ace Manon. Is that correct?
Yeah.
You bet.
I know it is. It's actually not hard to get a hold of, actually. Manipal Professional is the name of the product directly underneath Ace Manon, which contains approximately 25% Ace Manon. It is called Manipal Professional. You can order it off the Internet directly from Carrington Labs, which is the maker of Ace Manon, which is down the street from me.
Great.
So I believe it is called CarringtonLabs.com. But I could be wrong.
It is Carrington Labs.
Okay. If you go in the shop section and you type in Manipal Professional, it is spelled M like Mary, A-N-I, P like Paul, O-L, Manipal Professional. Manipal is sold in all the health food stores, by the way. It is the activating ingredient to almost all glyconutrients, such as mannitol, ambrotose, etc., because of its content of Ace Manon. But you can find Manipal regular in health food stores. Say that again?
Which is all derived from aloe vera.
Correct.
And the scientist who was mostly involved with it is the guy who launched Manitech.
Oh, I see. Yeah, that's the reason why everyone else's glyconutrients aren't working quite as well, because they don't have Ace Manon in it. Remember, David Hudson himself testified of the efficacy of Ace Manon because it contained 90% of monoatomic elements. Nobody had even come close to that. I think the next closest was 14% from, is it called Amrit or something? And nobody came close to it. So Ace Manon, apparently everyone's in love with. If you want Ace Manon, you cannot order directly from Carrington Labs. You cannot order it online. So let me tell you how to order it. There are approximately almost 20 different vet brokers in the world, which distribute all vet products from all companies that distribute vet products to all the vets in the world. If a vet wants to get a hold of a product, Carrington Labs Ace Manon is registered with every single one of them. Therefore, there is no vet on earth who cannot get a hold of Ace Manon for you. You just have to tell them, look, I'd like to get a few vials of Ace Manon. It's expensive. And that is pure Ace Manon, not 25% or 20% like Manipal Professional is. Manipal Regular, bought in regular health food stores, or it can be ordered through regular health food stores, is available but has, I guess, 5 to 10% Ace Manon in it. The 20 to 25 is only from Manipal Professional. And therefore, if you want pure 100% Ace Manon in little glass vials, completely sterilized, which are legally allowed to be used for dogs in order to treat cancer, but not for humans because it might cure them, then you can go ahead and order actual Ace Manin from your vet and have him get it in. And, you know, if he's got an open enough mind, doesn't have any problem with it, then you can get some real Ace Manin in. That's how you get 100% pure.
That's a good tip, buddy. And that's the last of this call.
All right.
And thank you very much for being our guest today. We're gonna obviously going to have to do another one because you've got an overflow of information to share with us. And so we'll have you back in September, right?
It's been my pleasure, everyone. Have a great evening.
Thank you.
My pleasure.
Thank you so much.
Anytime.
Say goodbye before you go.
Well, I'm just happy because I wanted to give that Ace Manin thing out for everybody because I know everyone's looking for that stuff. And everyone thinks it's hard to find. My friend actually found it for me. And I said, look, I've been looking for this forever. Could you get in touch with your vet and everybody else? Let's go through all this stuff. Let's find out. Well, she called up Carrington Labs directly, and she did her vet and back and forth. Finally, somebody got on the phone, and they stopped playing games with her, which is good. You know, it's always nice to get a multimillionaire involved in all your problems, and then they can fix them. So she got the information really fast. So that was awesome. Yes. If I had more money, I'd be doing tons and tons of experiments left and right all the time. Because I love helping people, and I think that's the most fun ever.
You bet. You bet. I think Dennis is logged out.
Okay. Well, Barry, it's been a pleasure.
No, I'm here.
Oh, you are? Okay.
Okay.
Well, I hope finally one of these days I'm going to get to see everybody. And Medicine Wolf, too. I can't wait to see him. What
oh,
a
yeah.
bunch of fun he was, you know? His three PhDs or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
How much fun is that? Yes. My dad would have loved him.
Yeah. Very good.
My dad had a PhD in everything. Anyway, okay. Well, it was a pleasure talking to you, every guy.
Okay.
I hope I get to talk to you again soon, and I'll keep you, you know, up to date on any book that I have coming out. If I find more and more ways of removing detox side effects, most especially the most notable one from Ormus, such as energy, then I'll keep you guys apprised. My biggest one, though, is still those, you know, the juice and those pills.
Would it help to have a transcript of your conference call?
Oh, yeah. I think one guy made it last time. I thought you stuck it in your files. Did you not? Because he put on the white gold list, by the way, Barry, I made an entire transcript. Do you want it? And I saw it on the white gold list, so no other way I would have seen it. So,
yeah.
But I never saw the actual transcript.
Oh, I don't know that I saw it either. But, yeah, it would be great to have a transcript. And maybe we can find somebody to do that.
Okay.
Maybe
yeah,
Ben.
I don't know who that was last time, so I thought he sent it to you already.
Yeah. Yeah, if somebody would, if Dennis, you would post a request for a transcript. I can't do anything more today.
Okay.
I'll do one if I can get a recording of this one. This is Richard in Vancouver Island.
Oh, yeah.
Hi, Richard. Oh, awesome. Well, thanks. Great. That would be great, Richard. So someone can provide him with a recording?
Yeah.
Okay, well, then it's done. Yay.
Yay.
That way, if people have questions, then it's easier for me to answer on the white gold list. That's the one I read all the time because it's posted to all the other Ormus lists.
Yeah.
Okay. That's great. In the meantime, anybody who comes across any energy detox side effects, a lack of energy, that's the kind of thing that there is no reason why you guys can't get together on something like that. Just because I found two different ways to remove energy problems, the one with that super drink with the apple and parsley. That was one, but the other one was just the mixed Ninja Red with multigreens. That was a great combination, too. But either one of those seems to work. But there seems to be a lifespan, unfortunately, on the parsley, kale, spinach, apple one.
Mm-hmm.
It stops doing its work because its blood sugar balances you so well you can't stand anything sweet, in which case, in order to handle non-sweetness, you have to eat tons of vegetables. And since people aren't generally regularly eating the vegetables they need to, it makes it really easy to do the juice/multigrain combo. They love the popping of the pill, easier and works faster or better. That's what they're going to go for, period. So if people come across more like this, shoot, that's all we need. Because then anybody can, you know, accomplish anything. I mean, what would happen in a world where there were no more detox side effects from doing health stuff like ormus and beets and et cetera?
Yeah. Life would be
By the way, Robert, I have that other company that you were talking about that does the goji juice, and they call theirs Goji 100. It's Genesis Today.
Genesis Today. Was that the same one that was started by the guy who started wrote Vitamin Bible?
I think it might have been, yes.
Earl Mendel. If that's correct, then that's the one. I understand that it works as well. And also I believe it has like a 95% reorder rate for people who are part of that MLM, so I knew that it was a good one. And you can't have a 95% reorder rate on anything unless it's good.
Uh-huh. This one's available in health food stores in Canada. I'm not too sure if it's an MLM or not. But
That's the problem. And see, there's a million different goji, this, that, and the other. If you find a really good goji that's going to work, then it's going to get rid of all your detox side effects as far as energy loss goes. And that's the reason why I only knew of these two. I knew that Ningxia Red worked. It's been used too many times, and the multigreens. Too many people have said, oh, my gosh, all my energy is back within 30 minutes after going down the drain. I said, you didn't take it yesterday or today, did you? No. What did I tell you? Properly spank them, and they'll stop that. And so the problem is tons of goji concentrates, tons of extremely diluted goji. These are not going to do. I prefer the one from Young Living because they put the essential oils in them. But if I can find anything superior, I'll take it. If it's Genesis that has a good name for itself, great. But at least it's already put together for you in the multigreens for the spirulina combo. You could do it yourself just by taking the items out of the multigreens and finding other sources for them and putting them all together and making your own, which I probably wouldn't mind. I'll honestly probably prefer. But because I supremely trust any Yuri product, but he doesn't make them separately, you know? There's a possibility I could have it made separately for people that would have 18 times more enzymes and 90% vitamins and minerals just by going to Yuri's father, and he does everything. And if he puts together a special thing for me, then I could have anyone take it using that. I don't really care, just so long as people get fixed.
I hate to cut you off, but I'm going to have to go.
All right.
And I'm going to stop the recording and... I've got family here, and I've got to be over there.
All right. It's a pleasure, everyone. Take care, and goodbye.
All right. Bye now.
Thanks again, Robert. We'll see you.
Have a great weekend. Bye-bye.